Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Ryan Elward from the National Weather Service with a community comment. The recent earthquakes in Southern California near Ridgecrest provide us a reminder of the threats that exist here in Northwest California. In fact, Northwest California and adjacent coastal waters is the most seismically active region in the entire United States, if you calculate by total energy released. We may not have as many small earthquakes like the Geysers area in Lake and Sonoma counties, but our area has a history of large earthquakes that release exponentially more energy. The strongest earthquake in the series of earthquakes near Ridgecrest was analyzed to be a magnitude 7.1. This was the first magnitude 6.5 or greater earthquake to impact Southern California since the 1999 7.1 Hector Mine earthquake. Looking all the way back to 1990, removing our region, the rest of California has experienced 5 magnitude 6.5 earthquakes or greater in that time frame. There is no question that they need to be prepared for earthquakes farther south. However, let us compare to Northwest California and just off our coast. How many 6.5 magnitude earthquakes have we had since 1990? Can you guess? 11. More than double the rest of the state. Talk about a high hazard. And we also have the potential of shaking from San Andreas and the Cascadia subduction zone. We need to be prepared. So what should you do? First, secure your home and know if you live in a tsunami zone. Tack fragile objects down, strap furniture to the walls, and protect electronic equipment. Second, plan to be safe. Make a plan on how you are going to respond to an earthquake or tsunami. Communicate that plan with your friends and family. Don't forget to include your pets in your plan. Third, organize supplies, including food, water, and an emergency kit. Have a go bag ready in case you need to evacuate. Fourth, minimize financial hardship. If possible, reinforce your home to withstand shaking. Keep important documents in a safe place. Fifth, know how to respond. If you feel an earthquake, drop cover and hold on. Stay put until the strong shaking stops. The more you move, the greater the chance of getting injured from losing your balance or from objects falling from the ceiling or walls. Sixth, improve your safety following an earthquake. If you happen to be in a tsunami zone, start to execute your evacuation plan until you receive word that there's no tsunami threat. If you smell gas, turn off the gas line. And seventh, reconnect and restore following the earthquake. Listen for updated information over the radio. Be prepared for aftershocks. Plan meals accordingly depending on whether the power is on or off. Conduct and practice these steps and you'll be ready for any earthquake in Northwest California. More detailed information on each of these steps is available in the Living on Shaky Ground magazine through the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group. Please stop by at the National Weather Service on Woodley Island to pick up a copy. If I happen to be there, I'll be happy to discuss how you can be better prepared for earthquakes and tsunamis. Thank you, and this has been Community Comment with Ryan Elward.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.